Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at two ahadith. The first from Tabrani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come a time when people will not know what salah, fasting and charity are. There will come a time when people will not know what salah, fasting and charity are. Then there's a narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Before the hour arrives, religious knowledge will be taken away and ignorance will prevail. Now, there's a few points that we can take from here. One is that this could have a very literal meaning. There will come a time very close to the end, to the hour, to Qiyamah, that people will not even know what the fundamentals are. They will just be Muslim in name. They will not know what is Salah, what is fasting, what is charity, and these are the fundamentals. We see this in some parts of the world where there wasn't an Islamic environment, there wasn't a Muslim community, people moved there. By the time the next generation came, they were Muslim in name only. They had no concept of what is Salah, what is Zakah, what is fasting, what is charity. They just had a Muslim name. And as it went to the next generation after that, and the next generation after that, it became even worse. So that could be one lesson we must take from here, that don't take your faith for granted. If you don't continue to make an effort, within a generation or two, you could lose everything but your Muslim name. Another point we can perhaps derive from here is that maybe knowledge itself will be very accessible. Scholars will be found in abundance, but people won't have adequate knowledge. So they won't take knowledge seriously enough. The scholars will be there, the sources of knowledge will be there, accessibility will be easy because of technological advancement, but because of having other priorities in life, people will lack adequate knowledge. So today you will find a person who's got a PhD, but then when he performs salah, he's making fundamental errors, and as a result, he's nullifying his salah. That's a lesson that we can take from such a message. It could also perhaps mean that people will not know what is salah and what is fasting and what is charity, meaning they won't know the essence of it. They'll perform salah, but they won't have an appreciation for the essence of it. I'm communicating with Allah. I'm prostrating before Allah. They will fast out of obligation, but they won't understand what is the essence of fasting. And hence, ignorance will prevail in that sense, that knowledge will be taken away, true knowledge, beneficial knowledge. So books will be there, PDFs will be there, websites will be there, audio and video content will be there, scholars will be there, but having the true knowledge, because knowledge leads to amal. And when amal is wanting, it could be said that knowledge has been taken away. The whole purpose behind knowledge is for us to practice on that knowledge. So many things we can take from here, that people will literally lose knowledge of the fundamentals by exposing themselves to environments that will compromise their faith, or it could mean they won't have an appreciation of the essence of knowledge and fundamentals because their priorities are elsewhere, or they are weak in action. So it's like they don't have knowledge, because the point of having knowledge is to practice. Or they don't have the depth and they don't understand it in its nuances and they're not seeking knowledge which is authentic. These are all of the things that we can mention in relation to this discussion. And the lesson then obviously is seek knowledge with the intention of practicing. Seek knowledge whilst you still can. Appreciate the fundamentals in all of its essence and in all of its beauty. And practice upon the knowledge whilst you still have the opportunity to do so. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.